Yeah, I ain't here. And I probably won't call you back, neither. Leave a message if you want. It's a free country.
Hey, y'all. It's been a crazy few days around these parts. We had some kin drop in from the southernmost states, escaping the hurricanes and floods and whatnot. Got downright crowded. But what kind of superheroes would we be if we denied folks some much-needed hospitality? And I tell you another thing, it does my heart good to see selfless acts of heroism from regular folk in desperate times like these. It's terribly unfortunate, but sometimes it takes a natural disaster or other cataclysmic tragedy to bring folks together to help one another. Gives me hope for the human race. Anywho, all that to say, we didn't get an interview recorded in time to post this week, but we couldn't leave y'all empty-handed, so we thought we'd play some voicemails that Pawpaw Lonnie got a few months back. The feller leaving the messages obviously had the wrong number, but he didn't figure it out for a while. Hopefully y'all find them as entertaining as we did. Here go.
Yes, this message is for Mr. Christopher Jowers. My name is Roderick Rasmussen, the Sinister Minister of Mayhem. And I'm calling on behalf of the Midwest chapter of the Middle-Aged Cohorts of Devious Achievement in regard to your recent application for membership. We've taken notice of some of your recent exploits and would like to reconsider your request. However, we did have a few questions for you, namely concerning your education. We typically require at least a minor in maniacal studies, whereas you seem to have majored in communications, whatever that means, right? Also, on page 72, section B, subsection 12, where you were supposed to write an essay on why you would make a valuable addition to the MACDA, you apparently drew a picture of what appears to be a hairy penis with a smiley face. If you wouldn't mind, please be prepared to expound on your answer. That is for all for now. We look forward to hearing back from you at your earliest inconvenience, I suspect. Yes, Mr. Jowers. Roderick Rasmussen calling again. From the MACDA, we realized, after the fact, that we failed to leave you with our contact information. This particular phone is not monitored, nor does it receive incoming calls. We're afraid the only way to receiving your return correspondence is via Carrier Dragon. In the event that a Carrier Dragon is not available, a Carrier Bat will suffice. Perfectly fine. We also wanted to clarify that your pending membership does not automatically induct you into the desired tiers. For example, you might begin at the evidently evil level. You could soon advance to the level of vilest offender. Anywho, hope this message finds you well, or at the very least, in a miserable state of frenzied mania. Salutations, Mr. Jowers. This will be your final notification from the Midwest chapter of Middle-Aged Cohorts and Devious Achievement. If we don't obtain a response from you within the next 24 hours, we will assume that you have either decided to pursue other villainous affiliations or you have switched sides. Ugh. In which case, we will have no choice but to coordinate your untimely demise. If you're on the fence, we encourage you to review the benefits pamphlet you received with your membership application packet. There you will find such incentives such as a 401k and adequate health insurance coverage, oh yes, provided you don't have any pre-existing conditions, you know. We apathetically anticipate your decision. Yes, this is, messages for, well, whoever's been receiving these messages. It seems we have contacted you in error. This is in no way an apology by any means. The deacons of the MACDA take great pleasure in issuing this cautionary statement. If you think about telling anyone about this, we will not hesitate to unleash the full extent of our most unpleasant... unpleasantries. Yes, be warned! The middle-aged cohorts of devious achievements is not to be trifled with. On the other hand, if you would like to make a donation to our cause, please visit our Patreon page to contribute. Thank you.
Hello. You have no more messages.
Well, I got a kick out of those. Glad we saved them. We tried getting back in touch with that Rasmussen feller, but no dice. I put out some feelers to other guys who might have something on him. And wouldn't you know, our friend Hines Hindsight, the professor himself from episode 2 of this very podcast, he has some fairly interesting things to share about that character. Maybe we'll get the sinister minister of mayhem on the show sometime so as he can relate his own perspective. For now, I gotta figure out a way to feed all these people that's sleeping on my floor. Hope you'll join us next time when we get back to interviewing more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
This has been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy created by Jay Chupe. Special thanks today to Brody Scott. For more Red Mullet content, go to andrewchandler.net.